Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello to all the ships at sea. If you're joining us live or you're watching this after the fact, thanks for spending a little of your Monday or today, whatever day you're getting a chance to come back and listen to this one with us today. Today is day six or day one of week two. Thank you for the feedback over there in the chat box, letting you know the things that have been working really, really well. For those of you that saw over the weekend, I did send out a little survey to get some feedback on what was going on. One of the questions that came up a lot was people are not used to navigating, tapping on a personal issue while tapping in a group at the exact same time. And so we're going to spend a little more time today just kind of talking, borrowing benefits at the top, just kind of frame that for you to make it easier for you as you navigate your way through all of this. So as we go through the varying steps, as we're doing the prompts and we're working our way through the process, I encourage you to tune in and to write down what is going on. Now, as we transition and we take some feedback from the chat box and I'm adding stuff for my day, it might feel a little odd tapping on things that aren't directly related to what is going on. But because you've gone through the process of doing that, focusing at the beginning and filling that out, you're actually tuning into your issues. It's a great way of doing borrowing benefits. So what I'm going to ask you to do today, as you write some of these things down, maybe give it a suds level today. So when you're saying, today I'm worried about this, 0 to 10, give it a number so that after we finish the round of tapping and you revisit it and you're kind of reflecting on what is going on, see if there's a small amount of change that's going along with that. The other thing that you can always do is, after the fact, grab the document and just tap as an example of the things that I have done for you as a way of stepping in and tapping on your own issues as well and being more specific with what's going on. You know, when we get off the line, you're allowed to do a little more tapping on your own or come back to tap to this anytime it works for you. Much of the video and doing it in the morning is a couple of fold. One, create an accountability so we get a chance to show up and support each other. And two, answer some questions, give you some demonstrations, so it's easier and easier for you to step into it as you tap on your own. So everybody just take a nice big deep breath for me. Give me a big stretch. Just scan your body and just kind of be aware of where you are in this particular moment. And we're just going to take a few minutes and tap without words. Just tap on the side of the hand, take another nice big deep breath. And as we do this, you can follow the leader with me, or you can just let your own fingers do the walking. I'm going to tap on the chin. Take another nice big deep breath. Eyebrow. Side of the eye. Under the arm. Side of the hand. Chin. Eyebrow. Under the eye. Side of the hand. Gamut spot on the back of the hand. Chin. Eyebrow. Under the eye. Side of the eye. Chin. Collarbone. Tippy top of the head. Under the eye. Side of the eye. Collarbone. Side of the hand. Now under the arm. Side of the hand. chin. Eyebrow. Under the eye. Side of the eye. Under the arm. Side of the hand. Nice big deep breath. Give you a big stretch. Oh, if you want to grab a little water, go ahead and do that. Now, for those of you who are practitioners and sometimes lead other people in tapping, I want to note something that happened this morning. This of the program so far, this is the first time for the entire 3 minutes I was just fully present to the tapping itself. Because last week we're doing something new, I'm leading a group of people, and so I'm doing what I can to manage a group as well as doing some tapping on my own. And today, Jan showed up much sooner, transformation, like I was more present to what was going on. And so it is great to say as a practitioner, oh, I tap all day, I tap with clients, I'm getting borrowing benefits. That is true. And when you are in charge and you are leading a group, you also have half of your mind spent on that particular place. And so just because you are tapping with clients all day long doesn't mean that you shouldn't also be doing a little tapping like this on your own, as it is something that is good and useful. Great. So number two, what are some of your big resistances today? What are the things that you were worried about? It could be an emotional thing. It could be a task. It could be something that you're going to ask of yourself or ask of someone else. Again, jot it down. Today I'm worried about. Give it a SUD scale. Let me know 0 to 10. If this happens, I am concerned. What's going to go wrong? And as always, after you've jotted those things down, feel free to drop them in the chat box so that we can tap along with you as well, so I can incorporate some of the specifics. Also, it's good to note that third question, the reason why I believe this is because. Why do you think it might go wrong today? It's good to be able to label those things. And it's always useful for us to name something that we're going to do in its stead ahead of time to prepare ourselves to navigate this in a more healthy and direct way as we navigate the day. Not getting everything I need to get done. Staying focused. Staying positive when others are negative. That's a great one for us to tune into because we are certainly impacted by that. Old patterns. Yep. Trying to establish new patterns today. Critical point in a new project. Awesome. Stay on task. Make a plan for the week. It's actually what I was doing before y'all jumped on the line this morning. Have to get a test. No fun. Not taking time for myself. Nutrition. Disappointment. Around marketing. Worried about letting others down. Awesome. That is a great list of things. Feel free to keep dropping them in there. Side of the hand, nice big deep breath. Tippy top of the head and just move from point to point, repeating after me. I recognize the fact that there's a lot I would like to get done today. There are tasks that I would like to accomplish so that I can move forward. There's plans I would like to make to set myself up for success. There are dispositions that I would like to have. And there are interactions that I would like to have happen in a healthy way. And at the beginning of the week, it can feel like a fresh slate. And at the beginning of the week, it feels like there's just so much that needs to get done. And I appreciate the fact that I have another week. I appreciate the fact that I have opportunities. And the reason why I'm worried, and the reason why there is resistance, is I just want things to work out today. I want to be my best self. I want to let go of old, unuseful habits. I want to be surrounded by others who share my mission for a good day. And even with a fresh start, at the beginning of a new week, I'm worried that things aren't going to go perfectly. And I hear all of these worries loud and clear. I give myself permission to trust myself. I give myself permission to trust others. Knowing that I can show up in a way that is kind and strong. That is helpful while maintaining clear boundaries. Leveraging my gifts and talents. Trusting myself. Learning from the moment. And doing it in a way that flows. Doing it in a way that is natural. I give myself permission to trust myself. That even when things get off track, I can reset. When things aren't going perfectly, I can have new perspective. I give myself permission to trust myself. To trust my vision. To trust my intentions. And to trust that all is well. Nice big deep breath. Big stretch. Oh, feel free to grab some water or tea or juice or whatever you got at this point in your day, wherever you are in your day. Again, as ideas, as actions, as thoughts came bubbling into your head, capture them, you know, before they go evaporating away into the morning. Tune into that subscale, see how things changed a little bit. If you have any thoughts or any insights or anything that struck you, feel free to drop them in the chat box. One of the things that was very, very clear in the feedback that I got from a number of you over the weekend with my little survey was how much you appreciated the community and hearing from each other and supporting each other. And so sharing in the chat box might be something that is a great encouragement for the other folks who have joined us today. Third thing we're going to do is awesome. I have support. Kind with boundaries. Yes. Awesome. List items came up. Capture those. Put a little star by them. I love the inspiration that comes when I tap in this particular way. Great. The third thing we're going to tap for this morning is, what's the resources and protection that you need today? You're going to spend a little time stating what you're worried about. Let's call for that. You know, not just for today, for this week, as we start a new week. It's great for us to reset in that particular way. And again, remember, this isn't like dessert. You don't get one. What are you looking for this morning? How do you need support? What are the resources and protection that you need internally, that you need from the people in your life, you need from the God universe, whatever you're traveling with? I already had a staff meeting this morning with everybody who's on me with this particular journey. Time and tenacity. Exactly. I love that. Energy management. Yes, not just having energy, but being able to manage it well. Determination. Clarity, clarification, inspiration, patience with the fact that things take time. I don't know if I mentioned this on Friday or not, but one of my single favorite phrases to tap on is, I appreciate the fact that it's a process, and I'm tired of the fact that it always has to be a process. And it's good for us to acknowledge that as we're tapping our way into that. Positivity, patience, strength, physical resources. Awesome. Tippy top of the head, move from point to point. I recognize the fact that I have access to so many resources. Internal resources. A support system of people around me. Universal resources. A community of support this morning. And a collective consciousness that we are all a part of. And it's really good that I take a moment to name what I need. The simple act of naming what I need makes it easier for me to recognize when I notice it. Makes it easier for me to engage with it when I encounter it. I give myself permission to ask for what I need today. To be aware of the time that I have and recognize it expanding to get everything done. To tune into my tenacity. To lean into the things that I know are important. I ask for the ability to manage my energy today. And I give myself permission to consciously and deliberately do things to manage my energy today. To tune into that part of me that is so determined and is so deliberate. Knowing that I can be focused without pushing. Knowing that I can be present without being overwhelmed. I give myself permission to have clarity of thinking. And to know that it is safe for me to have clarity. I give myself permission to trust my intuition and inspiration. To listen to that intuition and inspiration. And I give my inspiration permission to show up in wacky ways so I don't miss it. Recognize the fact that all of this is a process. And I can be okay with the fact that it is a process. Even though there's a part of me that's tired of it always being a process. Even in the face of struggle today, I give myself permission to be positive. I allow myself to be hopeful. It is safe for me to be hopeful. As I start my day or as I reflect on my day, I recognize the fact that that as I live today, it is a gift. And I'm allowed to ask for what I need as I navigate my day. This isn't the last time I get to ask for protection and support today. Nice big deep breath. Again, as you notice anything, feel free to jot it down. You might have even noticed someone who you should reach out to and be a support of today. Or you might have noticed someone you should reach out to and ask for a little help today. Give yourself permission to do that. Jot it down. Don't lose track of it. Feel free to notice anything that came popping in that resonated with you as you did that. Safe for me to be hopeful. Yes, it's good for us to say that out loud. Anything else that struck you, feel free to drop it in and share with folks. Gratitude for others' faith in me. I love that. Safe for me to have clarity. Yes. I'm allowed to ask for what I need. That one of the reasons why I tap on that in the morning is because that is something that I need to remind myself all the time. Awesome. Take a nice big deep breath. Scan your body. Notice any aches. Notice any pains. And to savor your body, appreciate your body, even though it's imperfect and it's achy and it's stiff and it's not doing exactly what you want. But just appreciate it. Move from point to point in the way that makes sense to you, repeating after me. My system is a healing machine. I give my system permission to do what it needs to do today to keep me healthy. I give my system permission to tap into all of my internal wisdom to increase my health and my well-being. I choose to release anything known, unknown, and hidden that's preventing me from being healthy today. I give my system permission to ask for what it needs to be healthy today. And just spend a few moments listening. If something comes up you need to jot down, go ahead and do that. My system is made for health. My system is made for well-being. My system is made for health. My system is made for well-being. I'm so thankful for my system. I am so thankful for everything my system does in the background all day long to keep me healthy and safe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My system is a healing machine. I honor my system. I appreciate my system. I love my system. I give it permission to be a healing machine. Nice big deep breath. Big stretches. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Excellent. Well, any thoughts, anything else that came bubbling into your head? Feel free to drop it into the chat box right there. We'll be back again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Now that we're a little more than a week of our way into all of this, as we start moving through the rest of the week and into the next couple of weeks, we're going to start getting a little more exotic. We're going to start tuning into more of those bonus sections. We're going to do some other those other things. Thank you, everyone who took some time to give some feedback over the weekend. If you need to move on and get about your day, I hope you have an awesome, awesome day. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being in community, being half awake with stickies in your eyes or at the end of your day as you're reflecting and coming down. I really appreciate you all for showing up today. As always, have a wonderful Monday, however much left of Monday you have left for you. And I will see you all tomorrow, and I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.